So good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
So I hope again everybody is keeping safe.
希望大家都是很小心哦。
And that we will all continue to use the time well.
也继续的利用好这个时间。
To draw near to Yahweh and meditate upon His word.
来亲近亚威神，也来思想他的话语。
So I'd like to thank you all for your feedback about the video.
感谢大家回应我关于这个视频。
And a lot of comments about how good the video, I mean the production of the video is.
很多都给我一个很好的，就是关于这个视频呢，都做得很好。
Well, we have to thank Benjamin for that.
我要感谢我们的大儿子 Benjamin.
Yeah, because he was the one who set the whole thing up.
是他帮忙我们装这个视频的。
So we have a lot to thank Yahweh for our son.
我们也很感谢 Yahweh 关于我们的孩子。
And he's been doing this very faithfully.
他是很忠心的做好办好这件事。
Okay, so today we will continue to meditate upon Jesus' death and life.
今天我们要继续想这个耶稣的死和他的复活。
And today we'd like to talk about the suffering servant.
今天我们要讲的是关于这个受苦的仆人。
So before we continue, let us turn to Yahweh in prayer.
我们在这里就是一起祷告。
Father, we bless and thank you for today.
我们的亲爱的天父，我们感谢你今天。
And thank you for keeping us all safe.
感谢你帮忙我们大家都是安全的。
And we do want to pray for strength in the inner man during this time of quarantine.
就是在这隔离的时候，请你给我们里面有你而来的力量。
That we may day by day learn to appreciate you more.
那我们每天都是学习怎么样的去感恩你。
And not
对你感恩。
Not to take you for granted.
而不是把你当作是理所当然的。
So we do pray that you will forgive us for slowness of understanding.
请求你呢原谅我们，在你的话语里面呢是很迟钝的。
So we pray that you will give us perception today.
请你给我们洞察力。
Give us understanding of your word.
让我们能够理解你的话语。
So we want to commit this time now into your care.
我们要把这个时间交在你的手里。
And pray for the working of your spirit in our hearts.
请你的圣灵继续的在我们的里面动工。
So hear our prayer.
听我们的祷告。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
So we'll look at Isaiah 53 today.
我们今天要看以赛亚书五十三章。
Actually, it starts from Isaiah 52 verse 13.
其实是在以赛亚五十二章十五节开始。
Right to the end of Isaiah 53.
就到这个五十三章哈，直接到五十
三。So we look at the whole section.
我们要继续接着看这整部分。
And see what we can learn from there.
在那里看我们要。学习到什么？
Now, actually, in the New Testament,
在新约里哦，
there are a number of places where Isaiah 53 was being quoted.
在新约里面有看到这个以赛亚书被引用的地方哦。
What is surprising is that most of the quotation has to do with the life and work of Jesus.
很多关于这个以赛亚呢，都是说了耶稣的生命。
And there's only one reference that speaks of Jesus' death.
只有
for our sin, that is, okay.
只有一个就是关于耶稣。
There's only one verse in the New Testament.
就是在新约里面只有一个
of Jesus' death for our sins.
是关于 我们的罪呢，耶稣的死是为我们的罪。
Now that's surprising.
啊，这是非常惊讶的事。
Because Isaiah 53 is often being quoted to describe the Lord Jesus' death for us. Right?
因为以赛五十三章呢，每次都引用是说耶稣是为我们而死的。
So we look at that.
所以我们现在就开始看。
We look at 1 Peter 2.
我们看彼得前书。
22 and 24.
彼得前书 ,1 Peter 2.
Yes, 22 to 24.
二章齁 ,22 节到24节。
Maybe we'll read from verse 21.
我们看21节。
Okay, 21 to 24.
21到24。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。2:24，他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说灰色的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
You will notice in verse 24.
所以你看看这二十四节。
Peter said he bore our sins on the tree.
彼得说呢，他是被挂在木头上。
And that is the cross.
因我们的罪啊，那就是那十字架。
Now this is an important phrase behind that, right? The clause behind that.
所以这个非常重要的一点哦。
That we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
这样呢，就使我们呢在罪上死呢，就在义上活。
In other words, for Peter,
在彼得来说
，Isaiah 53 does not only refer to Jesus.
以赛亚五十章哦，不只是指耶稣。
And it is through Jesus that we too can experience Isaiah 53.
是透过耶稣呢，我们也能够经历到以赛亚五十三章。
Yeah, so he died so that we also participate with him.
所以呢，就说耶稣死了，我们也是以参与他。
Because the way it is preached today,
因为现在的信息
is that.Jesus suffered and died so that we don't have to suffer and die.
现在信息就是说呢，耶稣受苦了，就死了，然后我们根本不用去参与的。
In other words, we are spared. Jesus was in his suffering, he bore God's judgment. Right?
所以这个耶稣在他受苦的时候呢，他是担当了神的惩罚。
But Isaiah 53 has nothing to say about God's judgment.
但是呢，以赛五十三章没有讲到了这个惩罚。
It's merely describing his suffering.
那里只是描述了他受苦。
For the people of God.
是为了神的子民受苦。
And by the people of God.
也是
From
为了
the people of God.
就是从这个神的子民。
So there's nothing about judgment in Isaiah 53.
所以以赛五三章章没有讲到这个惩罚。
And that's how Peter sees it as well.
所以彼得也是这样看的。
He's not saying he bore our sins on the cross.
这里不是说他担当了我们的罪在十字架。
So that we do not get judged.
这样我们就不会被审判。
But he says that we too might die to sin and live to righteousness.
但是这里却说呢，我们也要在罪上死吼，然后在义上活。
So the whole point of Jesus' suffering.
所以呢，耶稣的死呢。
So that you and I can live the righteousness of God.
耶稣的死呢，就是使我们能够在神的义上活。
So this brings it to focus.
所以这里就给我们看到那个焦点。
The fact that Isaiah 53 is about the righteous person, the righteous one.
这个以赛亚五十三章呢，就是在说这个义人。
And the whole passage describes what a righteous man is like.
这个段落整个都是在讲一个义人是怎么样子的。
And there we see that the righteous man is a man who is willing to suffer for God's sake.
所以一个义人呢，是愿意为神而受苦的。
And so we can see that in Isaiah 53, we are talking about servant who is utterly committed to the will of God.
所以以赛五十三章讲的就是这个仆人呢，他是完完全全委身给神的。
And even in that suffering,
即使在他受苦的时候，
it says in 1 Peter 2,
在彼得前书
二章， he suffered quietly.
他受苦的时候是很安静、很平静的受苦。
And there was no deceit, there was no violence from him.
他没有诡诈，也没有任何暴力。
But we look at this later.
我们之后会再讲这个。
Now one of the things we discover when we look at Isaiah 53.
当你看以赛亚五十三章，你会发现呢。
Now, actually, that's a problem with the chapter division.
其实段文里面有分配有一些错误。
So, when I speak of Isaiah 53, I really meant Isaiah 52:13 to the end of Isaiah 53.
所以当我讲以赛亚五十三章，我是在讲以赛亚五十二章哦，十三到之后哦。
But actually, when you think of it,
当你想
think about it,
当你想想的时候
Now we realize that whether we are Christian or not, whether whatever it is, as human beings, we all suffer.
想想呢，你或者是基督徒或不是，我们人类呢，不管怎么样都会受苦的。
I mean, in the present situation, you know.
就在现在的这个情况里。
So we people suffer in different ways.
我们每个人都是很多方面都会受苦的。
So there are people who suffer because of the disease,
the
virus.
受苦呢是因为这病毒。
Others suffer because they can't work anymore.
其他呢就是因为你不能出门工作。
So we are in economic hardship.
所以经济上也出了问题。
Other people suffer because of domestic abuse. Since we can't go out, they stay at home, there's problems, right?
所以有些呢是家暴问题，因为你不能出门，所以家里就出问题了。
So, whatever it is, we can't escape suffering.
就不管怎样，就不能逃避这个受苦。
There are all kinds of suffering.
所以有很多苦难。
Especially physical and emotional suffering, right?
或者是肉体上，或者是情感上的。
But we also know,
我们也知道
if we want to get anything done,
如果我们要能够做一件事呢
if there's a purpose, a goal to fulfill,
或者是有一个目标我们需要去实行啊
well, we have to suffer, right?
当然我们是要受苦的。
There's a pain of discipline,
就是你纪律的时候也是要受苦嘛。
In the pursuit of getting to reaching your goal,
你要追求你的目标，你也要受苦。
I mean, there's anxiety, there's sleepless night, perhaps
有忧虑的，或者是不能睡的。
But you also have the tension,
不眠哦。
Right?
然后有时候也是紧张问题哦。
Or dealing with difficult people,
就是关于你跟这个。很难搞的人呢、
say for 在一起 yeah, for example, your co-workers or your bosses
或者是你的同事啊或者你上司啊
So we know that suffering is inescapable
我们知道呢、
right?
苦难呢是不能避免的
But when we look at Isaiah 53
但是当你看到以赛亚五十三章
We see that this suffering
你看到这个受苦
is much deeper
其实是更加深的、
okay? I meanThe sufferings in this world is quite bad already.
这世上的痛苦其实已经挺坏了。
But on the spiritual side,
但是属灵方面呢
the suffering is very, very deep.
其实这个属灵的痛苦呢更加深刻。
And there's a whole book written about the sufferings of God.
是有一本书呢是关于神的苦难。
I mean, so this book by Free Time, right?
这本书是这个人写的 Free Time 作者。
Yeah, so he wrote the of God's suffering in the Old Testament.
他就说呢，神受苦呢，在旧约里面呢。
I haven't started reading yet.
我还没开始读这本哦。
I'm drawn by the title.
但是我很被这个。这本书呢被吸引了。
But to know that God suffers because of the human condition.
就知道呢神受苦呢是因为人的 人类的情况。
It's something we may not understand.
是我们不能够理解的。
We certainly understand the kind of suffering that we experience because of our bad decisions, for example.
当然呢，我们了解呢，如果我们选出一个错的选择的时候，我们 也是会遭受到苦难的。
But to think of God suffering for us.
但是想想神为我们受苦。
From his point of view, because of our foolishness.
是在他观点呢，因为我们是愚拙的。
I think he suffers a lot more.
所以他比我们更加受苦。
So never think that God is far away.
不要想呢，神是离你很远的。
As the book says, he's the God of suffering.
这本书都说了，这个神是一个受苦的神。
I'm sure right now, as he's looking at the whole world,
就我知道呢，神如果在看着整个世界呢，
and the effect of the virus,
然后就是这个病毒，
he suffers.
他自己也在受苦。
But he's also hoping,
他也是希望呢，
that through this,Our spiritual eyes will be open.
透过这个呢，我们属灵的眼睛会被打开。
To see that there is a way out.
就让我们知道呢，其实是有出路的。
There's a way to God.
是这个路就是神哦。
Amid this suffering.
就是透过这个苦难呢。
Now let's look at Isaiah 53.
我们看以赛亚五十三章哦。
Now we see here it starts in verse 1.
我们看这个以赛五十三章
In verse 1 it's, yeah,
五十三章一节哦、yeah. 我们所传的有谁信呢妖威的旁臂向谁显露呢
Now that's a question、right?
所以这里这个问题哦
Now this question has to do with the armor of Yahweh
这个问题就是亚威的旁臂。
To whom has this arm of Yahweh been revealed?
向谁呢？亚威的旁臂显露呢
？Well, the arm of Yahweh is simply the power of Yahweh to accomplish His salvation in the context.
所以从这背景呢，亚威的旁臂呢，就是他的能力来救赎。
Yes, his salvation.
就是他救赎，他的救赎。
Now, and then the question is, to whom?
那是向谁呢？
Right, to whom has it been revealed?
向谁透露呢？
And then the answer is in verse 2 and 3.
答案就在第二跟三啊，第三节。他在亚威面前生长和软雅，像根出于干地。他无家行美容，我们看见他时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，经常忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看一样，我们也不尊重他。
Now that is really beautiful.
所以这个是很美的一个句子。
To, you see, this servant、
这个、
is the arm of Yahweh.
这个仆人呢，就是亚威的旁臂。
He is the one through whom Yahweh will fulfill His plan of salvation.
就是透过他呢，神才能完全他的救赎计划。
But notice what it says about him.
但是这里发现，怎么描述他呢
？He is insignificant. In other words,
他是很卑微的。
Right? He's unattractive.
他根本是不美吧，不吸引人。
Now we find this is really something.
所以这实在的哈。
And then it says here.
这里还
讲。In verse 3.
第三节。
He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
他被人藐视哦，然后我们也不尊重他。
Now there's a lot of speculation as to who is the we.
所以就很多人在想这个。我们是谁啊
？Some people say it's the people of Israel.
有些人是说是以色列人。
Others say it's the nations.
有些人就是这说是大国家。
Well, it doesn't matter.
但不管怎么样哦。
Because for Paul, it's the Jews and the Greeks.
对保罗来讲，或者是犹太人，或者是希腊。
So you can see right here.
所以现在你可以看见呢
，this servant
这个仆人呢
，seems to have no charisma，
他好像是没有威、没有威力的。
There's nothing attractive about him。
根本是没有任何被人家吸引的。
Now you notice in chapter 52, verse 14。
我们看这个二章十四节哦。
So could you read?Isaiah 52:14.
五十二章四十节啊。OK， 许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人娇翠，他的形容比世人孤高孤高。
OK， so you can see right here.
所以这里你可以看到
that this servant is actually disfigured in his look.
哦，其实这里讲的哦，就跟希腊文，就是说他的面貌其实看起来是被毁容这样的。
And his personality is not attractive.
而且他的性格根本是，不是很吸引人的。
He's not even ordinary.
他不只是说他是普通哦。
It seems to be less than ordinary.
其实比普通还。可能是就丑吧。
Now this is the point that I mentioned last week about the wisdom of God.
所以我上周讲的关于这个神的智慧哦。
And about weakness.
也关于软弱。
Then we can see what Paul is saying.
所以你就可以看到保罗在讲什么。
As I mentioned last week.
就上周我讲过了。
He doesn't have an air of intellectual integrity, right?
他不像是很聪明的一个人。
He has is not a powerful, influential person.
他不是一个有权力、很有影响力的人。
And he's not rich.
而且他不是富有的。
Right? So he knows nothing as far as a lot of intellectual or philosophy and all that, right?
所以跟那些聪明的人哦，他哲学家什么的，他根本就不能跟他们比吧。
A truly nobody.
他其实真的是。一个无名小卒。
I mean, I'm part of a chat group.
我就是跟了这个 chat group 哦。
And of course, we are all kinds of. Well, these are my ex classmates.
他们是我以前的同学。
And there was one particular person in this chat group.
在这个当中呢，就有一个人哈、哦，在我这个 chat group，
was my old friend，
就是我的旧朋友吧。
Well, he has a very likable character.
他性格上呢是，人家非常喜欢他的。
I mean，
可爱的。
Yeah, he has a lot of friends.
他有好多朋友。
But he passed away recently.
但最近呢，他已经。
And you can imagine the sorrow among everyone.
可你想想大家是有多悲伤啊。
And at the funeral, my ex-classmate, this is in Singapore.
So 这个发生在新加坡，然后就在葬礼哦。
They met his brother.
他们就见到了他的。他的弟兄哦。
And his brother actually has the same character.
他弟兄也有同样的一个性格。
Very likable.
非常，人家非常喜欢他的。
Then instantly he became popular.
就一下子呢，他就成为他们的这个，他们喜欢的。
And recently he got his PhD.
最近呢，他就得到这个博士学位了。
And it seems that this guy now is the focus of the group.
就是在这班朋友当中，他就成为了焦点了。
So you can see,
所以你看
到 if you're smart and you have a very likable character.
如果你很聪明，然后你性格也是挺好的。
I mean, everybody will like you.
那大家都会喜欢你的。
But you notice here this servant.
但是你可以看到这个仆人哦。
He's not only not only does he not have any charisma.
不只是他没有威力。
I mean, he is actually disfigured in his look.
他连他的面貌也是好像是被毁这样的。
Now this reminds me of what Paul said to the Galatians.
所以就像保罗跟这个 哥林多教会说
，and he said that he came to the Galatians with a sickness, with an illness.
他说他来到哥林多教会的时候
，Galatians，
他 Galatians，
yeah，
加拉太教会的时候，他好像是带着病来的。
And what has happened was that the Galatians actually accepted him.
那不过呢，加拉太教会的人却接受他了。
It was very obvious that Paul had a problem.
所以很明显的可以看到保罗真的是有问题哦。
And but they accepted him anyway.
但是他们却接受他了。
Now you will see right here.
但是这里你看呢
？What is Yahweh doing?
Yahweh 在这里做了什么呢
？He wants to tell us right here.
他要跟我们讲呢。
That in order to discern somebody who is a servant of God,
如果你要分辨这个人或者是神的仆人
you do not depend on human reasoning or human or natural inclination.
你不是根据人的想法
Now, this is very important.
所以这个是非常重要的
right? Because if you really like someone, you have to ask yourself, why do you like the person?
如果你真的很喜欢这个人，你要问呢，为什么你喜欢这个人呢？
Why are you impressed by this person?
为什么你会被他这个吸引住呢？
Maybe it has to do with his character.
可能是在他的性格上吧。
Maybe it's his upbringing.
可能是他的背景。
Then, of course, then you realize that actually it's very human.
那你就想想，这是属世的吧
？It's not necessarily sinful.
这个不可能说是有罪吧
？But you can give a human reason why we like this person.
但你会给一个人的理由，为什么你会喜欢他呢
？Now this is so we want to carry on.
所以我们要继续了。
Okay? Now you will see here.
你就看到呢
？That there is a goal to fulfill.
这里是有一个目标要我们去。成就的
And in order for God's goal to be fulfilled, like just like first, we saw in 1 Corinthians,
就在哥林多前书呢，如果要去成就这个目标
，God deliberately, right, chose this servant.
所以神是故意的选择了这个仆人了。
Now, let's look at Isaiah 49.
我们看以赛亚书。
Isaiah 49:5-7.
49章哦，五到七节哦。Are we?
Yes.
耶和华从我出胎，造就我做他的仆人，要属雅各归向他，使以色列到他那里聚集。耶和华看我为尊贵，我的神也成为我的力量。现在他说：“你做我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中的。”保全的归回，众为小事。我还要使你做外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。救赎主以色列圣者耶和华对那被人所藐视、本国所憎恶、官长所虐待的如此说：君王要看见就站起，首领也要下拜，也因。信实的耶和华就拣选你们以色列圣者。
Okay, now you will see in verse 5.
你看看第五节。
There it says, why was this servant appointed?
他就说呢，为什么拣选了这个仆人呢
？It says here to bring Jacob back to him.
就是把雅各归向他。
And that Israel might be gathered to him.
这样以色列呢就会到他那里聚集。
So the, what is the goal?
那这里目标是什么
？To bring the people back to God.
就是把百姓带回。
So you can see that's exactly what Jesus did.
所以这个就是耶稣所做的。
To bring the Jewish nation back to God.
就是把犹太国呢带回归回亚威。
And the commission is given to his church.
所以这个。使命呢也给予了教会了
，to reconcile the whole world back to God，
就是把整个世界呢、
okay.
啊跟与神和好和解。
And that is why first Peter，
所以彼得前书呢
，Peter is telling the disciples，
就跟门徒说
，you suffer for righteousness' sake，
你受苦是为义的缘故
，that people will turn to God as a result，
这样呢、okay. 人。百姓呢就会归向神。
But you also notice in Isaiah 49.
但是你也看到这个以赛亚49章第七节哦。
that the servant is actually deeply despised and abhorred by the nation.
可以看到呢，百姓是如何的藐视跟憎恨他的。
Wow, this is really something, okay?
Yes,
and therefore we understand that in order to serve Yahweh,
所以我们知道如果我们要侍奉神话,
we have to understand once again, right? I think I've mentioned this many times before.
所以我已经讲了好多次了。
That suffering is inevitable.
受苦是必然的, 是不能够避免的。
And it's something that Paul makes it very clear for all the churches.
所以保罗也跟这个全这个教会呢都讲得很清楚了。
Now let's look at Philippians chapter 1:29.
我们看腓立比书一章啊
29节。
因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。
Now I looked at the Greek English dictionary.
我看见这个希腊英文的字典了。
And the way they translate this verse.
啊，当他们来啊翻译这个经文的时候。
Yeah, it's like this.
就这样，就是这样。
You have graciously been granted the privilege of suffering for Christ.
你是蒙恩有这个、特权呢来为耶稣受苦。
That this suffering is actually God's gracious gift to us.
这个受苦呢其实是神的蒙恩了。
Wow, we have a new way of thinking.
所以我们应该有一个全新的想法。
Like I said,Whether we like it or not, we all suffer.
不管我们喜欢或不喜欢，我们大家都是有苦难。
But when we look at this verse, we see that the suffering for Christ is actually a privilege.
但是这里说呢，为耶稣受苦呢，是一个权利，是一个特权来的。
Yeah, that's how Paul sees it.
这是保罗怎么看的哦。
Now, how is it that he can come to this conclusion?
他是怎么样的？有这样的一个结论呢。
Now let's look at Romans chapter 8.
我们看罗马书第八章哦。
Let's turn to Romans 8.
我们看罗马第八章。
Verse 18.
我看十八节。我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Wow, those are very deep words.
这非常深的话哦。
And we know that Paul suffered a great deal.
我们知道保罗其实受了很大的苦难呢。
Actually, for what Paul endured.
所以这个保罗所承受的苦。
It's as if we have not suffered at all.
他所承受的苦跟我们比起来了，就好像我们根本就没有受过苦一样。
What is our suffering compared to what Paul has suffered?
我们受的苦跟这个保罗怎么比呢？
I mean, suffering is, from human point of view, is just terrible.
所以他这个受苦在人的观点里是特别可怕的。
Jesus' suffering is already quite terrible.
其实耶稣受的苦已经可怕了。
But you know, the excuse we could give is that, well, it only lasted in a day.
我们可以有借口就说啊，他只是一天里受苦嘛。
But Paul, his entire life.
但是保罗他整个生命哦。
Since his conversion, since coming to Christ.
就是这样，当他来到耶稣面前的时候。
Wow, one suffering after another.
他就是一直的在受苦。
Then we can see, how is it that he can say,that this suffering is not worth compared to the glory that is to come.
他为什么说呢？这个他受的苦呢，比将来的荣耀呢是不值得一谈的，不值比较的。
See, we want to look at the spiritual rationale to this.
所以我们要看看啊，这背后的这个逻辑啊，属灵的逻辑。
And this, for this, yeah, we have to be brought very close to the heart and mind of God.
所以这个我就要带领我们呢。就看看啊，神的心哈、哦。
Learning to look from God's point of view.
就从神的观点来看这些。嗯、
So we can see, for one, it has to do with the reconciliation of the whole world back to Him.
这第一呢，就是看到啊，全世界啊，与神和好，归向他。
The question is whether we share God's heart.
这里就是说呢，我们是否能够分享啊，参与呢神的那个心呢
？For this whole world that's living in sin.
就是就关于这个世界在罪里。
And so we can see this is one, right?
那这是第一点。
But when we look at 2 Corinthians,
当我们看这个哥林多后书
，chapter 11，
十一章。
Now it's very long, so I'll ask,
其实很长。
We read from verse 23.
我们看二十三节。
2 Corinthians 11:23-30。
二十三节到三十节哦。他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监牢，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是理智有的，被犹太人鞭打五次，每次四十减去一下，被棍打了三次，被石头打了一次，遇到船坏三次，一昼夜在深海里，有理智行远路，遭江河危险，盗贼危险，同族危险，外邦人危险，城里危险，旷野危险，海中危险，假弟兄的危险，得力，受劳碌，受苦难，多次不得睡，又饥又饿，多次不得食，受寒冷，赤身露体。除了这外面的事，还有众教会挂心的事，天天压在我身上。有时软弱，我不软弱呢；有时跌倒，我不焦急。我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
So you can see, Paul suffers a great deal.
所以你看见保罗其实受了好多苦。
Not only physical, but emotional.
不只是肉体上的，
right?
情感上也是。
And we see at the end in verse 28,
那最后呢，在28跟29节。
Then you can see his spiritual concern.
还有他属灵上的所关心忧心的事。
Concern for the spiritual health of the churches.
也是关心教会的属灵的问题。
So all these are piled up on him.
所以他说整个事都压在他身上。
Now, although Paul is saying, "I'm being foolish to boast like this," right?
即使保罗说呢，我是很愚蠢的来夸口这件事哦。
But we can see from even in this so-called boasting.
我们看到这个夸口的哦，他夸口。
At least we have a glimpse of the life of Paul.
所以让我们看到了保罗。生命所受的苦了。
Oh, he really suffered for the gospel.
他真的是为福音受苦。
Now, what has happened is this. In the midst of that suffering,
就是在他受苦当中呢。
We read chapter 12.
我们看十二章哦。哥林多后书十二章。
Verses 1-4.
我们看一到四节。我自夸固然无益，但我是不得已的。如今我要说到主显现和启示。我认得一个在基督里的人，他前十四年被提到第三层天上去。我认得这人，或在身内，或在身外，我都不知道，只有神知道。他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语，是人不可说的。
Wow, you can see.
你可以看到哦。
That with the greatness of his suffering.
他受难是多巨大哈
！Comes the greatness of that spiritual revelation，
却给他看到了这个巨大的这个启示哦。
Yeah, we could also think of the Apostle John。
我们也可以想想啊，这个使徒约翰
，Who wrote the book of Revelation？
他就写了启示录。
Amidst his suffering for the gospel，
就是他为这个福音。受苦的时候，他写了这本书。
So I think this is something for us. Like I could say that, well, we don't experience this.
那我们根本没有经历到这些。
But I think if our hearts are set to follow the Lord Jesus in this way,
但是如果我们的心是，我们有决心，真的是要跟随。
Follow the steps of our Lord Jesus.
跟随 耶稣的脚步。
Then we begin to appreciate what these verses are saying.
这样我们就能够明白，也能够感恩哈这些经文所说的。
Well, we saw that Paul was actually taken up into heaven.
他说呢，保罗是被提上乐园去的哦。
But he calls it the third heaven, I think.
他说这是第三层天。天哦
yeah,
天堂哦
yeah, at least he was caught up in paradise.
他是被提上乐园哦
And not only that,
不只是这个
God was speaking to him.
神还跟他谈话
Now you can see right here.
所以这里看到
That's why he could say,
所以他才能说
Romans chapter 8 that we just read.
罗马第八章我刚才读了
The sufferings is not worth compared to theGlory that is to be revealed.
他说他所受的苦是不值得一谈的，跟将来的荣耀就是被提到。
So to whom has the arm of Yahweh been revealed?
那么神的坚臂是对谁透露呢
？Not just to the nobodies.
不只是给那些无名小卒。
But the nobodies who are willing to suffer.
就是那些无名小卒呢，是愿意来受苦的。
I mean, it's tough enough, right? You can see.
所以你看见有多艰难、哦。
It's tough enough to be a nobody.
成为无名小卒已经难了。
And then you say, "Wow, now he adds suffering."
那现在你还加上说要受苦、哦。
Then we're really like, you know, trash.
所以。就像垃圾一样了。
Well, that's exactly what Paul says.
所以保罗也是这样讲哦。
Second Corinthians 4,
for
example,
四章里面。
We are trash, basically.
他说我们基本上就是垃圾哦。
The refuse of the world. That's what Paul says.
就是世界的垃圾哦。保罗就这样讲了。
So you can see.
所以你看到了。
That when you walk in this way.
当你走这个。这耶稣的路
You can see the eternal
你就可以看到永生
The glory of God
你看到神的荣耀
And now we don't have much time So I won't labor on this point
我不会再继续讲这点了
And by the way in John chapter 12 Which we won't look into
在约翰十二章哦
Get to find the verse But anyway it says that Isaiah spoke of he quoted Isaiah 53.
所以约翰书呢就引用了以赛亚五十三章。
And there it says Isaiah spoke thus because he saw the glory of God.
他说呢，以赛亚这样说，因为他看到神的荣耀了。
So you can see Isaiah 53 is composed out of a revelation from God.
这个以赛亚书写出来的是因为呢他是看到。神的启示了
So it depends on where we want to focus
所以要看我们要在哪里专注
So if you focus on the suffering that's the wrong thing
所以你专注在受苦呢那其实是错的
We have to focus on the goal What is Yahweh trying to accomplish
我们要专注在这目标其实 Yahweh 是要来成就什么呢
Through this servant
是透过这个仆人
But in the New Testament this servant is Christ
在新约里面呢、right. 这个仆人就是就基督了
But according to 1 Peter 2
但是在、right. 彼得前书第二章
When in fact in Mark chapter 10
在马可、
right. Mark chapter 10:43-45 We won't look into all that
那我们不会看
这些经文 Then we can see that just as Jesus served we are to serve in the same way
就是耶稣是什么服事、okay. 我们也照着跟他效法他
That's why I say we can experience Isaiah 53 through Christ
所以我说我们可以经历以赛亚五十三章那是透过耶稣的
Now in the remaining time I just want to speak about two things
剩下的时间呢、okay. 我要讲这两点呢
And the first is
第一点呢
To suffer with
Just、就是、跟这怎么跟着受苦
Now this is important.
这非常重要的
Because it's not only when Isaiah speaks of suffering for or to bear the sin of the people.
所以当以赛亚说要担当人世人的罪
，What that means is to suffer for the people.
是为这个世人的罪。
Now how do we suffer for the people?
我们是要怎么为他们来受罪呢
？For their benefit, for their good.
为他们的好，为他们的利益。
Now it comes first with suffering with.
那第一就是与谁受苦呢？
Now suffering with would mean that you identify with them in their suffering.
就是说在受苦里面你跟他们认同。
Now this is very,
体恤他们。
Now this is very Jewish in understanding.
这个是犹大的观点。
Because in the Jewish study Bible,
是犹太的这个解经哦。
It says there that the corporate guilt,is a very common concept in the Hebrew Bible.
他说这个社团罪哈，在这个经书里面是很普遍的。
In other words, the righteous person shares the guilt of the people.
作为一个义人呢，他是参与众人的罪的
even though, the guilt, even though he did not commit any sin.
即使呢，他本人是没有犯任何罪的。
But he's willing to share the guilt of the people.
但是他愿意去分享，去参与。
Now for this we can think of Moses.
他们的罪，所以这里我们可以想想摩西。
Moses or Nehemiah.
或尼希米亚。
Now Nehemiah, in fact, he interceded for the people of Israel.
尼希米亚是为了以色列人来代祷。
No, he wasn't the one who's sinning.
他根本就不是他本人有罪。
But in the intercession, he kept saying we, alright?
但是当他代祷的时候，他都一直讲是我们。
Yeah, we have sinned.
我们犯错，我们犯罪了。
We have grieved you.
我们使你悲伤。
We have disobeyed.
我们不顺服你。
Now, this is a very important understanding.
所以这个是非常重要的。
And that's why you see in Isaiah 53.
所以你看，以赛亚53章。
Let's look at Isaiah 53.
以赛亚53章。
Verses 4-6.
第四，53章，第四到第六节哦。
Now you notice the word our grief.
这里说呢，我们的痛苦。
Yeah, and then he carried our sorrows.
他背负了我们的痛苦， 我们的忧患。
And verse 5, you see the word our transgressions.
他说我们的罪孽。
And then our iniquities.
我们的过犯。
Now you can see it's we and our all the time in verses 4-6.
一直的在第四到第六节都讲是我们的。
Now that shows that this servant identifies with them.
所以就看到这个仆人是与这个群众人呢是认同的。
In other words, God's discipline is already on the nation.
神的管教呢已经在这个国家了。
And he participated in that discipline.
但是在这个管教里面，他却参与了。
In other words, Isaiah also bore all the afflictions that come with God's discipline.
所以呢，他也承受了这个管教里的全部的惩罚。
So in other words, if you look at the Old Testament, what are those afflictions?
那你记得在旧约里面，这里全部的刑罚是什么呢
？Well, all kinds of hardship.
就是所有的痛苦。
There were illnesses.
就有病的。
Misfortunes.
不幸的。
And there's violence, there's oppression.
有暴力，有欺压的。
So Isaiah shared all these with the people.
所以以赛亚是跟。群众呢是分享这一些的。
Yeah, it's not that he was righteous, so he's exempt.
所以不是说他是义人，所以就免了这些痛苦。
Everybody else is suffering, and then he's preaching to them. You have to repent.
都在受苦，所以他就是去教训他们，一定要悔改。
But he suffered as well.
但是呢，从中他自己也在受苦。
If there's any violence, he experienced the violence too.
如果在当中有什么暴力，他也是在这个暴力里面受苦的。
Yeah, and then if there are any sicknesses, he felt sick too.
或者有什么病呢？ Right? 他也是会患病的。
But in fact, what it says here is.
但是这里却说呢。
That if this is Isaiah, for example.
如果这个是以赛亚。
This servant is Isaiah himself.
如果说这个仆人是以赛亚本身。
I mean, in that context.
在这个背景里面。
Then it means that Isaiah.Took in even more of that discipline.
所以就可以看到以赛亚他承受了更多在这个管教里面。
Wow, that is really something.
Okay,
it means
可以
Then you don't say, well, it's their fault, you know, it's nothing to do with me.
就是你可以说是他们的错啊，跟我无关啊。
And so this is our natural tendency.
这是我们平常人的想法吧。
Right? If there's any problem,
如果出了什么问题
哦，it's his fault.
啊，是他的错而已。
Right? So we immediately we justify ourselves.
我们就来辩护自己了。
Okay? There is no sense.
啊，根本没有这个想法。
Of solidarity.
啊，就是说要以这个罪人来分享、体恤、参与啊。
Now that is why you begin to understand.
所以你现在就可以开始明白。
In the mind of this servant in 53,
这个仆人，这个第以赛五十三章哈。
He sees your failure.
他看看你的失败哈。
And is willing to accept the consequence of that failure.
他愿意来承受你的挫败的后果。
Now, this is a very unique quality.
所以这个是非常独特的。一个数字
Even dogs don't do that.
即使狗也不会这样。
I mean those of us who keep dogs.
如果你有养狗的话。
I used to keep two dogs.
我们以前有两只狗。
One of them did the pee-pee on the carpet.
如果有一个狗呢在地上尿尿。
And we didn't know which one.
我们不知道是哪一个狗。
So I asked them.
我就问他。
Who did that?
是谁尿尿。
Of course,Dogs do not hide their guilt.
那当然呢，这个狗呢不能隐藏，如果它做错事。
And both of them were looking down.
那两只狗都会把头放下去。
So, usually we pick on the bigger one.
当然就选了大只的。
So when I grab the bigger one,
所以当我抓这个大只的时候
，he immediately protested.
他就抗议了。
So he was making all kinds of noise.
他就叫了， right? 大声叫。
And So I got the message.
这样我就知道了。
Right? What he's saying is it's not him.
要跟我讲哦，大只狗说不是他。
So I looked at the other one.
那我就看那小
只。
我知道是他了。
You see, even dogs know.
所以连狗也知道。
How to get away from trouble.
他知道出错，他要怎么就逃跑哦。
But you can see right here.
但是这里你可以看呐。
That this servant is very unique.
这个仆人是很独特的。
If it falls on me,
如果是降落在他身上
and that's fine.
这没关系。
Okay, he's willing to accept it.
他是愿意去接受的。
And that's why you will notice,
所以你可以看到呢。
It, in verse 12,
在十二节哦。
Isaiah 53 verse 12,
以赛亚五十三章十二节哦。
He poured out his soul to death.
他将命倾倒。以至于死
and was numbered with the transgressors.
他也被列在罪犯之中。
He was numbered with the transgressors.
他也被列在罪犯之中。
Which incidentally, well, I wouldn't say incidentally, but by the way, right?
就是
You will notice that in Luke 23:41,
在路加二十三章四十一节
we read the Luke 22:37 first.
我们看路加
22:37
I'm sorry 路加福音二十二章 and
22:37 could you read that
22二十二节人子固然要照所预定的去世但卖人子的人有祸了 22 and
No, Luke 22:37.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, 37节啊。
Luke 22:37.
Okay, 37节哈。Okay, 我告诉你们，经上写着说，他必列在罪犯之中，这话必应验在我身上，因为那关系我的事必然成就。
Now this is the only verse from Isaiah 53 that the Lord Jesus quoted.
所以耶稣在这里只引用了一次，在以赛亚53章。
The rest are all commentary.
其他都是解经的。
But as the words that came from Jesus' mouth,
这个是从耶稣的嘴里说的。
Is the last verse of Isaiah 53.
就是在以赛亚53章最后。
And it says here, he was numbered with the transgressors.
这里说他被列在罪犯之中。
I wonder if you can look at the heart of Jesus.
我们是否能够看到耶稣的心？
That this is actually much deeper, right?
其实非常深的。
It's deeper than just simply talking about him becoming an atonement for sin.
不只是说他是这个救赎的。
Now let's look at Luke 23.
它是赎罪记的哈，我们看
Luke 23:43 verse 41，
43节，41，yes 41，41节，对不起，我们是应该的，因我们所受的与我们所做的相称，但这个人没有做一件不好的事。
Now you can see this is what happened at the cross.
所以我们就看到发生在十字架上的事。
He took the punishment.
他已经承受了这个惩罚。
But you will notice he's numbered with the transgressors.
这里说呢，他是被列在罪犯之中的。
There are two others who were crucified with him.
还有这两个跟他一起被钉。
And one of them said,
就一个说了，
We had it coming.
这是我们所要受的，因为我们做了这件事。
But he's innocent.
但是呢，他是无辜的。
And yet he accepted it.
但是他却愿意接受。
Now this is important to understand.
所以这个是我们这非常重要的。
That shows the compassion of Yahweh to us.
就看到神对我们的慈爱。
By sending his servant who can identify.
来派这个仆人，这个仆人是愿意去认同的。
And not only that,
不只是这样。
He's willing to accept.
他愿意接受。
That I'm punished.
我被罚了。
He's also willing to be punished.
他也愿意为我被惩罚。
Now notice something very important here.
所以你看到这个非常重要。
That he's disciplined, and I do not be exempt. I do not get exempted.
就是说呢，他被管教了，我是不能够来免掉的，来逃保的。
That's why it's important to understand in Isaiah 53.
所以以赛亚53章说了。
In other words, this servant did not suffer alone.
就是说呢，这个仆人不是单单自个的在受苦。
He suffered with the people.
他是跟着百姓受苦的。
See, so if you read the life of Moses, it's exactly the same thing.
所以如果你读摩西的生命呢，其实是一样的。
But that when the because of the people's sin, the time in the wilderness was extended.
所以因为呢，这个以色列人犯错了，所以他们在旷野里面呢，就增加了那个增长了他们的时间。
And Moses went along 40 years in the wilderness.
耶稣也跟着这个摩西也跟着以色列人40多年。
So we saw the suffering with.Is the first point.
所以我看见呢，以这个人受苦呢是第一点。
And the second point is to suffer from.
第二呢是从哪里受苦。
In other words, this servant took even more punishment. More suffering, I mean.
就是说这个仆人呢其实遭受更多的苦难。
Not only did he identify with the people.
不只是他认同参与了这个百姓。
He accepted suffering from the people.
他还从这个百姓当中呢承受他们
the very people he's trying to help,
遭受他们的苦难。这些他愿意帮忙的。
Were the very same people,
就是这些人
who is giving him all kinds of trouble,
也给他好多 问题给他。
They end up attacking him.
他们还来攻击他。
Now that one is hard to take.
所以这个是很难承受。
If you want to help someone,
你要帮这个人。
And the person appreciates that you are with him.
如果这个人是很感激你跟他在一起。
He's willing to accept your help.
而且愿意来接受你的帮忙。
That would be worth it, right?
啊，这是值得的。
But to, if you want to help someone and the person actually attacks you for that, right?
但是如果你要帮这个人，他却返回来攻击你哦。
Most of us would be very angry.
我们其实会很难过，很生气了。
I mean, we walk away.
我们会走开的。
But you can see here.
但是你这里看到。
Right? In Isaiah 53.
以赛五十三章呢。
Let's read 8 and 9.
53, 8 and 9. 以赛53章8到9节，因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
So we read in verse 8.
所以第八节说，
By oppression and judgment he was taken away.
因受欺压和审判他被夺去。
In other words, he suffered not just oppression but a miscarriage of justice.
他不只是受苦呢。 Can you repeat it?
Miscarriage of justice.
He
didn't just suffer oppression.
他不只是因为受欺压而受苦，
He accepted injustice from the people.
他也从百姓中呢接受了的不公平的待遇。
But of course, if you take that literally in verse 8,
但是如果你是字面上的去看着这个
and 9,
跟第九节呢，
then of course he died in his death, right?
当然就是说呢，他在他的死里面呢，
they actually killed him.
就是他们就是说他们真的是把他给打死了。
Now this one is hard to take.
这个是很难接受的。
Like I said before, right?
就之前我所说了。
I mean, in the first instance.
就第一个例子哦。
I mean, you suffer with the people.
你是跟这帮人受苦的。
I mean, that is very commendable.
这已经是很称许的一件事了。
So we think of people like Mother Teresa.
我们这样就想想这个 Mother Teresa.
Yeah, people work in leper colony.
就在那些就麻风病人哦，他去照顾那些麻风病人。
And all the health workers trying to help.People with the corona virus.
就是护理人哦，在帮助医疗护理的人，在帮助这些病毒的。
That's quite commendable.
这是可以我们说表扬他们的。
But to speak of this in this instance now.
但是在这样的一个情况里哦。
All kinds of injustice.
有很多就不公义的事。
I think for us it's very hard to take.
所以对我们来讲是很难承受的。
I mean.You didn't do anything wrong.
你根本没有做错任何事。
And people are saying all kinds of things about you.
但是别人却讲好多你的坏话。
How would you react?
你会怎么样去回应呢？
Of course, you get very angry.
当然你是很生气的啦。
We want to hit back.
我们想要还手。
We want to grab that guy by the neck.
也要抓住他的颈项。
And get him to apologize and straighten the matter up.
就要他来向你道歉哦，把事情扯平。
No, that's hard enough.
这已经是够难受了。
But in this case, we can see.
但这个例子你可以看到。
Not only does he have to put up with slander.
不只是他要能够来忍受别人毁谤。
That he is actually attacked physically.
而且他还是身体上被他们攻击的。
And in the end, sentenced to death.
而且之后还判死刑。
Without.Proper observance of justice.
根本没有说去观看 看看有什么深渊之类的啊。
And ended up being killed.
啊，之后呢，还被他们杀了。
I think that part is even harder.
所以这个是更难啊接受的。
But what is the outcome of all this?
那后果呢？从这个当中后果。
So we're back to 1 Peter 2.
我们就回到了彼得前书了。
The people will see.
就人百姓会看到呢。
The suffering of this servant.
这个仆人的苦难。
And by God's power, that means the arm of Yahweh now is revealed.
现在神的膀臂已经被透露了。
And these people might open, their eyes might be open, not everyone will see.
这样、
right?
可能当中不是说每个人都会看到，不过呢会有人啊的眼睛被打开。
Yeah, going back to Isaiah 49,
就是以赛亚49章呢、
right? Jacob will see, right?
就
Israel will see.
就以色列会看到。
And turn back to God.
他们看到的时候就会归向神。
In other words, the whole point of the suffering.
所以就说整个受苦的缘故呢
is to bring about a whole new reaction.
就是要带来一个全部全新的一个。
The people will repent and recommit their lives to
Yahweh. 就是这些人呢，就是良心发现呢，他们会悔改，也会归向神。
As in the words of 1 Peter 2,
就是彼得前书第二章说
that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
我们是向罪死而向义活。
Now, I hope we understand what Isaiah 53 is all about.
所以希望呢大家明白以赛亚53章在讲什么。
And so we read in verse 11 of Isaiah 53.
我们看看以赛亚53章第11节哦。他必看见自己劳苦功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆，得称为义，并且要担当他们的罪孽。
Yeah, that this servant could see the outcome of his suffering.
然后这个仆人呢，他会看到他受苦的功效。
And it says here, because of his suffering and death.
因为透过他的死和他的受苦。
Many will be made righteous.
很多将会被称为义了。
That's why you can see where Peter got this from.
所以你就看到彼得从哪里引用了。
That we might die to sin.
我们会向罪死。
And live to righteousness.
而向义而活。
So let us close in prayer.
我们在这里终结。
Father, we pray that you will teach us.
我们的亲爱的天父，请你教导我们。
From this passage in Isaiah 53,
就是透过这个以赛亚53章
what it means to suffer,
就是什么是受苦呢
and why we have to suffer,
为什么我们要受苦
and Lord, we don't want to be morbid about this,
我们不要用一个消遣的来看这句话
we want to see the positive outcome of this,
我们要能够向这个仆人看到他受苦的功效
that through the whole process
就经过这整个受苦过程
your work may be accomplished
这样你的工作才能成就
Lord, by nature, we do not like suffering
我们的本性呢我们是不喜欢受苦的
But we pray you will give us the grace
那我们请你给我们恩典
especially in these last days
尤其是在这末期
So prepare our hearts
请你准备我们的心
for great suffering that is to come
就知道要未来将要来的这个大苦难
so we commit each one into your care
我们把大家交在你的手里
may you continue to remind us by your word
请你继续的在你话语提醒我们
on what we have learned today
我们所学习的功课
so hear our prayer
听我们的祷告
we thank you for today
我们感谢你今天
Amen
Amen母亲节快乐
Wait.
记得、
yeah. What?
Mother's Day
Oh yeah 就我们也很喜欢 Happy Mother's Day
大家母亲节快乐
yeah, So may the blessings of Yahweh be with all the mothers
就是 Yahweh 的祝福、 降落在每个妈妈身上。
So we remember the sufferings of our mothers.
也记得我们母亲所受的苦。
And we appreciate all their effort and sacrifice.
我们也欣赏啊，也感激他们为我们所付出。
So let's all remember our mothers.
我记得我们的妈妈。
And pray that Yahweh will bless them richly today.
Yeah, 就是啊，请求神呢也祝福他们。就大大的祝福他们。
Okay, so that's all for today.
那就我们这里结束。